Welcome to More Human, More Kind, the podcast helping parents of LGBTQ plus kids move from fear to fierce allyship and feel less alone and more informed so you can protect what matters, raise brave kids, and spark collective change. I'm Heather Huster. Let's get started. Welcome back to More Human, More Kind. This is the second episode in our Friday reflection series on mothering. Last week, we explored the heart of mothering, its sacredness, its quiet strength, and how it shows up in all of us. Today, we shift the lens a bit and talk about mothering as a creative act. Not in the traditional sense, but in the way we care for the things we build, our businesses, our ideas, our callings, how we even use phrases such as birthing into the world to describe these projects, because there is a parallel feeling of creating, of introducing something that has required and will continue to require so much work, love, and care. Whether you're nurturing a side hustle, a classroom, a nonprofit, or an idea still tucked inside your journal, this episode is for you. When I started Chrysalis Mama, I didn't know it would become a business, a podcast, or a movement. I just knew I needed to do something after our family began the journey of supporting our LGBTQ plus child. At first, even though the feeling was one of urgency and a deep knowing in my soul, it also felt fragile. There were days it didn't feel ready and certainly not polished, but I kept tending to it, feeding it, loving it, picking it up and trying again when something fell flat. And like all things we mother, it began to grow. Slowly. Then suddenly, then in directions I never anticipated. Mothering a business or a mission requires the same kind of heart work as parenting. It asks us to show up consistently, to let go of perfection, to listen deeply, to hold the vision even when no one else sees it yet. Here's what I've learned. Mothering something outside of ourselves means being in constant relationship with uncertainty, of sitting in discomfort more often than not. It means nourishing your mission through the seasons of burnout, creative blocks, imposter syndrome, and overwhelm. It means fiercely protecting its essence while allowing it to evolve. And it means trusting that the work you're doing matters, even when it's quiet, even when the numbers don't add up, even when you're met with doubt. Maybe you don't call it a business. Maybe it's a movement you're starting, a community you're supporting, a book you're writing, or a classroom you're showing up for every single day. Whatever it is, ask yourself, am I mothering this with care or controlling it with fear? Am I nurturing growth or chasing outcomes? Am I honoring the creative cycles of rest and renewal? You don't need a business plan to call it a mission. You just need to love it enough to stay in the process. Take a moment right now and ask yourself, what am I building? What am I creating? What am I nurturing in my life right now? How am I showing up for it? And just as importantly, how is it shaping you? Let this be a permission slip to mother your mission tenderly, boldly, and on your own terms. The world needs more nurturers of vision, more protectors of possibility, Whatever your mission looks like, keep tending to it with love. And if you have something that has been taking shape in your heart and soul, maybe this is your sign to birth it into the world. You never know whose life it might touch or how deeply it might change yours. Until next time, remember, you are not alone.
I am so glad you were here today. There is a lot going on right now, and I hope this episode brought you comfort, helped you feel more informed, and empowered you to be the next ripple, whether that is through renewed connection with your child, a friend, your community, or out in the world. Reach out if you have a question you'd like for me to answer in an upcoming episode. Join others in community on my Patreon and share this podcast. Liking, rating, sharing, and reviewing all help get more human, more kind in front of others who need to know that they are not alone. And right now, that is no small thing. Remember to take breaks, big breaths, hug your kids, and tell someone how much you appreciate them. Until next time.